Part 2. The Husbandman. Jesus said, "And my Father is the husbandman." John chapter 15, verse 1. A vine must have a husbandman to plant and to watch over it, to receive and to rejoice in its fruit. Jesus said, "My Father is the husbandman." Jesus was the vine of God's planting. All he was and all he did, he owed to the Father. In all he sought only the Father's will and the Father's glory. He had become a man to show us what our creature ought to be to its Creator. He took our place, and the spirit of his life before the Father was ever what he seeks to make ours. Of him and through him and to him are all things. He became the true vine, that we might be branches, both in regard to Christ and ourselves. The words teach us two lessons, the two lessons of absolute dependence and perfect confidence in him. Jesus said, "My Father is the husbandman." Christ ever lived in the spirit of what he once said. The Son can do nothing, nothing of himself. As dependent as a vine is on the husbandman for the place where it grows, for its fencing in, for its watering, and for its pruning, Christ felt himself entirely dependent on the Father every day for the wisdom and for the strength to do the Father's will. As he said in the previous chapter, chapter 14, verse 10, "The words that I say unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father abiding in me doeth his works." This absolute dependence had its basic counterpart, the most confidence that he had nothing, nothing to fear. The Father could not disappoint him. With such a husbandman as his Father, he could enter death and the grave. He could trust God to raise him up. And that Christ is and has, he has not in himself, but from the Father. Jesus said, "My Father is the husbandman." That is the blessedly true thing for us as it is for Christ. Christ is about to teach his disciples about their being branches. Before he ever uses the word or speaks at all of abiding in him or bearing fruit, he turns our eyes heavenward to the Father, watching over them and working in all of them. At the very root of all Christian life lies the thought that God is to do all, that our one work is to give and leave ourselves in his hands in the confession of utter helplessness and dependence, in the assured confidence that he gives all that we need. The great lack of the Christian life is that even where we trust Christ, we leave God out of the count. Christ came to bring us God. Christ lived the life of a man exactly as we have to live it. Christ the vine points to God the husbandman. And Jesus trusted God. Let us trust God that everything we ought to be and have to those who belong to the vine will be given us from above. Isaiah said, a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Ere we begin to think of fruit or branches, let us have our heart filled with the faith. As glorious as the vine is the husbandman. As high and holy is our calling, so mighty and loving is the God who will work in all. As surely as the husbandman made the vine what it was to be, he will make each branch what it should be. Our Father is our husbandman. He is the surety for our growth and our fruit. Oh, blessed Father, we thank you. Oh, Lord, how we thank you that you are that husbandman. Oh, that you, Lord, Father, that you may glory through us and in us, that we may be the work of your hand as our precious husbandman. Oh, Lord, that I may open my heart to you and to the joy of this wondrous truth, that as you worked in and through Christ, so he too may work in and through me to your praise and glory. My Father is the husbandman. Lord, teach me to know this truth, to accept this truth, to apply this truth, and to trust, Father, in you and in you alone, to fulfill this truth in my life. As you cared and delighted in your beloved Son, who is the true vine, Lord, I pray that that will extend to this little part of the vine, this little part that is me, that, Lord, I may be fruitful, and that, Lord, we together collectively may be fruitful in your name, in the name of Jesus.